Are the farts back together? Given that there was a new LP on alternative tentacles, it would lead one to believe that they are. And if so, what was the impetus to getting back together?
We were together. Actually, we played together for, I don't know, just maybe about 4 years.
When was this? Like, more recently?
That was more recently, yes. It was right after Alternative Tentacles re-released all of our old material.
Okay.
Yeah, I contacted the band and...
that was the Because the World Fucking Stinks? Or Still Stinks?
Because the fucking world still stinks.
Okay. And yeah. Did Alternative Tentacles release like an earlier... did they release this material a lot earlier?
They released...
a 7-inch or something?
Actually, we did the 7-inch. We did the farts did the first 7-inch. We did it on our own. And then we met Jello Biafra, and he liked the farts. And then he did what was essentially a 12-inch EP.
Okay,
you know, because when are so short.
When was this? When did this happen?
This is like around 82.
Okay, and did all that material come out on this reissue?
Yeah. Then on the reissue, it was the material from the single, the material from Because This Fucking World Stinks, and then. Near the end of the farts, we had recorded a 5 songs that we did when we had Duff McKagan in the band, which is, you know,
the big deal. People talk about that as
people talk about it too much. So he was the drummer for about 6 months, and he played drums on those 5 tracks.
At the end of the farts.
At the very end, yeah.
Okay. Now you're talking like you are not doing this anymore in terms of the farts.
Well, it was really quite interesting because we were going full blow. We had the stuff that was re-released on Alternative Tentacles. Then we went and we re-recorded the songs, and those were released on a record called What's in a Name.
Okay.
So that was the first new stuff that we did with AT. And then we did a whole new record for AT, which was called Injustice.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we did that, and actually by that time, we were, excuse me, we had been playing with the second farts guitar player, Paul Soldier, and we did it for about a year with him, and it just wasn't happening with him. So we... called in the old bass player for The Accused, Alex Maggot Brain, who was actually an excellent guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he went on to play the guitar stuff on the What's in a Name and the Injustice.
Oh, okay. So it was sort of a collaboration between Farts and Accused lineups.
It was kind of interesting because we had, when the Farts, you know, way back when, in the early 80s, we used to play with Alex's band, which was called the Maggot Brains.
Oh, okay.
So we were all, you know... We were part of that Seattle thing that was going on back then.
Can you tell us about some of the bands back then when the farts were around?
The Maggot Brains were one. They were like an early at that time. Alex just played bass, so it was a bass, drums, vocal deal.
Uh-huh.
The Maggot Brains.
So there's no guitar player in that band?
No guitar player at that time.
Weird.
With the Maggot Brains. The Rejectors were another hardcore band from that time. The Silly Killers. And, of course, the Fastbacks, which a lot of people are familiar with.
Okay. And who did you play with an awful lot, like in terms of who did the Farts play out with? Mostly the Maggot Brains? And
we played
bands?
With Maggot Brains. We played with another band called Malfunction.
Okay.
Who actually, Malfunction, the bass player for Malfunction, his name was Andy Wood,
mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Landrew, and he went on to do Mother Love Bone. Which
yeah,
a lot of people consider is like kind of like the beginning of the grunge deal here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they give him a lot of credit for that.
Okay, so now are the Accused back together?
So the Accused are back together. So you get back to it. So the Farts were playing,
mm-hmm.
and the Farts were playing up into a time. And I was talking with the guys. You know, it's like, you know, let's do some Accused shows. And at that point in time, the Farts. Bass player who him and I were the original members.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, make a long story short, I mean, he pretty much just bailed on us.
Okay.
And just kind of like out of the blue, we had a whole lot of stuff that was lined up that we were going to do.
As the Farts or?
As the Farts.
Okay.
So we ended up, you know, stopping the Farts and, you know, pretty much kind of like just picking up with the Accused. a few months later after the fart stopped.
Okay, so was it just too much? Like, were you guys planning on touring, or what was the? Like, was
we don't
it just
really know why he quit.
Oh, okay.
It was just kind of like out of the blue.
Okay. So then he dropped out, and then I guess did you just approach your old bassist, or from
I had already been talking to the old Accused guitar player.
Okay.
And you know, and with Alex, you know, about, you know, just trying to do one last thing with the Accused.
Uh-huh.
So it just kind of like, I don't know, kind of like picked up as the fart stopped, you know, we kind of picked up the Accused again.
Okay.
Which is not to say that we're not going to do the farts again. That's still going to happen.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, great. Okay. What about the lineup for the Accused now? Who else is in the band? Are there other original members, or
everybody that's in the band was in the band before?
Okay.
So it's, you know, the three core members, which is, you know, me and then Alex and Tom.
Okay.
And then we have a drummer named Steve Nelson who drummed with us. I don't know, maybe in like '88. He did the one tour that we did with Brotherhood.
Right.
So I don't know if you saw that one.
That's the one I saw. Yeah.
So we played up there in Toronto.
Yeah, totally. That was an amazing show. That was at the Apocalypse Club, and
yes, exactly.
Yeah, and you were swinging off the. There were some poles on the side, and you were climbing up the. There were some speaker amps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you just screaming, and you had like your red hair, curly hair, just flowing, and it was just. It was an amazing show.
Yeah, the one of the tours where I dyed my hair red.
Now tell what's the new Accused record? Is there any old material on it, or is it all new material?
It's all new material. We did re-record the five songs that we did on the Martha Splatterhead EP.
Oh, okay.
Just for grins.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And, that's going to be amazing.
You know, really, if you listen to them, I'll tell you, man, they sound pretty much like they did back then. You know, maybe the production quality, the sounds are a little bit different, but you'll listen to it and it's like, wow, that just pretty much just sounds the same.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That was going to be one of my questions. What does the new material sound like in comparison to, other Accused releases? Because there are sort of different periods of the Accused in terms of their sound.
It's a little bit more simplified. You know, the metal and hardcore and punk influences are still there, but, you know, we made a real conscious effort not to have, you know, really, really long songs that were just, you know, too masturbatory.
Right.
You know, that just had too many parts because, you know, it's like we don't really have anything to prove. So, you know, we don't need to write a song that has six or 10 parts.
Yeah, totally not. And it seems to be that the simpler stuff is the stuff that people most like. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of older material, people seem to be going back to the older sounds. Will Martha Splatterhead be returning to the lineup?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's the name of the new record is it's called Oh Martha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And will there be who is the artist that did the covers? Was it Jeff Gauthier?
Gaither. Gaither.
Will he be doing the artwork?
The artwork for the new record it's really cool. We have for all the lyric for the lyric book in the CD.
Mm-hmm.
We have 12 different artists, and each one took a song.
Oh wow!
And did a panel, you know, with their artwork, you know, conceptualized with the lyrics.
That's amazing.
It's really really cool. It's like with this record, it's kind of like we're able to do a lot of stuff that we couldn't do before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're kind of like more in charge, and it's kind of like, you know, this is what we're doing. If you want to do it, this is what we're doing.
Okay, I want to ask you about Martha Splatterhead, because I was never a huge horror fan, so I don't know, was Martha Splatterhead a character in something, or is that something that you guys came up with?
That's a character that we came up with.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who is she? Can you give us the legend of Martha Splatterhead?
Yeah, just kind of like she's... you know, zombie vigilante, you know, killer.
Okay.
You know, so, and she's just kind of like on the sidelines. It's not like, you know, like our mascot or anything. It's just, you
it's
know.
Not like Edel. It's not like a Metal Eddie coming out.
Yeah, it's not, you know, not like that deep, you know.
Yeah.
you know, we write some songs, and they're, you know, they're about Martha Splatterhead, you know,
okay,
taking care of business.
And the Accused were defined as splattercore in their day. What is splattercore?
We called it splatter rock.
Splatter rock. Sorry.
But we just kind of, it was kind of splatter rock, is because we, you know, we were really for, at, you know, at that point in time when we decided to call ourselves splatter rock, you know, really four different guys. You know, we liked a lot of the same stuff, but on the other hand, we liked a lot of different stuff. So we would, you know, we could throw whatever, you know, we did whatever we wanted to do. So if, you know, we wanted some messed up part of a song, somebody had an idea, you know, we'd throw it in.
Okay. Who would you sort of credit as being an influence on the Accused sounds? This is going to be a tough question.
Beginning?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, from
because,
what?
Because the Accused had somewhat of a unique sound in terms of like everything from your vocals being very sort of distorted, and they kind of reminded me of the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah, that's just the way it comes out.
Yeah. And then there was also this like heavy crossover sound that was more like in the area of COC and stuff, like, you know, that whole. There was like that skate crossover sound.
Yeah.
That the Accused totally had. So
that's kind of like the whole splatter rock thing.
That's why at
that point in time, we, you know, some people liked us and some people didn't, or, you know, I think, you know, we weren't as popular as we, you know, possibly could have been back then, because people, you know, things were a little bit newer then, and you couldn't put a finger on what it was the Accused were doing.
Yeah,
because, you know, unlike now, it's, you know, a lot of the new bands, you know, everybody has a metal and a, you know, a hardcore, you know, influence.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But it's 20 years later.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, you know, for the original influences,
yeah,
you know, Black Flag and, you know, the Germs, and then of course, you know, later on, you know, I think that new wave of British heavy metal started, you know, coming over, and you know, with Iron Maiden and Motorhead and Tank.
Right, yeah, totally. Okay. Will the Accused be touring after this record? Is Alternative Tentacles going to be releasing the record?
We're negotiating with another label right now. Alternative Tentacles, they wanted to put it out, but, you know, we're going with somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Will
the record have a name?
The record's going to be called Oh Martha.
Oh Martha, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be touring?
We probably won't do, you know, any major touring.
But you might play locally along the West Coast or something.
You know, we'll definitely do the East Coast, and, you know, hopefully we'll do Europe. You know, just like, you know, little shots here and there.
Okay.
You know, we're all older, and, you know, we're pretty established in what we've got going on, and.
Yeah, for sure. It's difficult to do that stuff now.
Difficult, yeah, just to, you know, not that it's all about money, but, you know, you have to, you know, everybody has to pay their mortgage and their bills and everything.
Yeah, I understand, totally. Okay. I wanted to ask you if you've heard of, there was a tribute, an Accused tribute comp called The Mechanized Death that was put out by Transparent Records in Michigan.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I was in contact with Paul Holstein at Transparent Records for, you know, quite a while.
Yeah, I got the feeling that it sort of had the Accused blessing, if you will. What did you think of the comp?
It was cool.
It's neat.
Yeah.
It's totally
yeah.
neat. Definitely a lot of different bands doing take on the Accused.
Exactly. That's what it's all about when you're covering a record. It's the way that your band would do it.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot for taking the chance to talk to us, and we look forward to hearing this new record. I'm excited
right,
that you've redone the first EP. That's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us, too.
All right, man.
And we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.